Here's a thought I'll title The Updating Dilemma. I don't know about you, but I have lots and lots of images that I made in the early days of digital photography, in and around 2000, 2010, even as late as 2015, that were done with fairly primitive cameras by today's standards, processed by fairly primitive software by today's standards, and that were the very best I could do at that time. But time has moved on. Major software updates have become a part of our regular photographic life. Sometimes these updates and software are subtle. They don't really offer us a lot of new capabilities, but they may be convenient. They may make things easier. But occasionally, an update introduces a major game-changing capability that would allow us to make a photograph so much better than we could back in the early days. So, what should we do if a new update in software processing allows us to make a significant improvement in one of our images from yesteryear? A few good examples. The clarity control was not introduced when Lightroom launched, for example. But shortly afterwards, it was introduced and added a capability that became incredibly useful. I didn't mind going back then and adding clarity to a few of those earliest images, because there were just a few, and it wasn't super, super dramatic. But not long ago, a couple of years ago, I guess it was, I can't remember now exactly, they introduced dehaze and denoise, two controls that are really, really significant, particularly denoise. I'm using relatively small sensor cameras, Micro Four Thirds cameras, and noise was a serious consideration, particularly at higher ISOs. So you dealt with it as best you could with primitive noise reduction and tried not to sacrifice too much image sharpening in pursuit of noise reduction. But now we have the relatively new denoise feature that got added just a year or two ago, and it's amazing. It just completely eliminates noise whatsoever. I can make early images look so much better. Should I? Do I? What about those images that I've included in publications, in PDFs? Do I then fix the image now with the new capabilities, redistill the PDF and issue it as a new PDF, or as a second edition PDF, or as a revised PDF? Even worse, what about prints that I produced and sent out into the world? Maybe someone bought them, maybe I gave them away. Do I replace all those with the newer prints that I can make today because the software allows me to make the image so much better? Wow. That would be an incredibly difficult, let alone expensive, task, and I'm not sure I could even do it if I wanted to. So what are we to do? Let's say I want to make a print today of an image that I first photographed back in 2000 with a primitive camera, and I already have a bunch of that image out in the world. Do I process it with the old techniques and leave the image not as good as I could make it today? Or do I make it better because I can today, in which case it's going to make all the other ones that are out there in the world look not so good? That's the dilemma. And if I do decide I want to update an image, where do I draw the line? If it's a new feature that came out last year, that's one thing. If it's a new feature that came out in 2005, but I have an image that was produced in 2002, do I go all the way back 24 years and fix those images because I now can? Where do we draw the line? And how do we deal with this reality that we now have technology that allows us to control the image, make better images, eliminate flaws? I haven't even talked about AI removal or addition of elements in an image. That's another whole aspect of this that we could talk about forever. As a matter of fact, we probably will. So how do we deal with this dilemma? And I'm asking this not as a theoretical question, as a practical and pragmatic one. Well, I think I actually have an answer. And the answer goes back to this business about how we date our images. Most photographers date the image for when they photographed it, when they clicked the shutter, when they were out there in the world. And that's the date you often find, at least the year, that you often find in the title of a print or the caption in a book. But I propose that there are two other dates that are equally important. The second date is the date you completed the aesthetic decision-making process. You processed the image in Photoshop, Lightroom, whatever. That date is a critical date because it helps put the thinking that you used as well as the tools that you used in time. And then the third date would be the date you actually printed the image, or in the case of a PDF or something, when you published an image. So every image has those three dates. Well, now, how do we take that and put it into the context of there's new software development, and we can make a better print today than we could back then? Well, it's relatively easy, because using the three dates, the date you click the shutter, which obviously doesn't change when the software updates, to the day you finish the processing, which can change if you choose to make a newer version with the newer software, and the date you print it, which reflects the new processing that you did on the processing date. So you're essentially, by using all three dates in your images, creating a sort of built-in provenance. And the earlier images with the earlier dates will be decipherable as a product of their times. And the improved image that you do today because of new software capability is a product of its time. I don't think the previous generation of photographers had to think this through very carefully because the changes in technology were so relatively slow. So an image that Ansel Adams produced in 1930 is not substantially different from an image that he produced in 1970. But if we take that same span of 40 years and impose it on our generation, man, the changes in 40 years are mind-boggling. And they're going to continue. So that's my answer to dealing with the update question. I wouldn't go back and update things, but I would let the date that they were produced and the date that's on them help people decipher the dates of production. And my newer images are likely to be better because they're using newer software, and that'll be understandable by the date of processing and the date of the print.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.